Next in the line of events directed toward the FY16 proposed budget, tonight is also a work session on the budget, specifically directed toward description and justification of budget appropriations, of which we'll do basically line item by line item to identify where our expenses will be and move forward with that. As we go through this, board members, if you have a question or a comment or a proposal or a change or whatever that you would like to make, at the time that we are on a particular item is the time to do that. After we've completed this, then we'll have time for any additional comments or directions or concerns from the board members or comments from the superintendent. And I'd start off before we do this, Dr. Borchers, any comments you want to make at this point in time since we were here last night?
Well, I just real briefly, you have it on front of your screens. I shot a few emails out today, and I'll just run through those slides for the board real quickly and verbally explain that to our audience since I can't see it. The deficit, because we double counted something in there and we've made that change, is $698,332. And then the grand total additional investment is still that $1,763 you see there on the screen. $2,461,000 approximately then for the total package, and then by using $1.75 million in fund balance, the ask now, and double check me here, Karen, is $711,613 of the city after making those changes. So that's the only piece I need to share, I think, before we get started.
Any comments or questions regarding that at this time? Okay, I'm on page 33. Knowing that each one here has received a superior education and has the ability to read, I am certainly not going to read everything on these pages. What I'm going to do is to identify the categories. And we'll move forward. And again, please stop me if you have a comment or question. On page 33, we start with regular instruction program. And this is line item 71100. And the expenditures for teachers, the proposed budget is $17,336,825, which is a change of $624,723, which is what I would anticipate primarily is affected by the raise in the budget. Would that be correct? That's all right. Thank you back there. I'm glad you're all paying attention back there. Thank you. Yes. That increase is primarily the raise in the teachers. Yes. Career ladder program is a... Okay. Okay.
This is the second year that we've had the differentiated pay plan. Is that correct?
Second differentiated pay plan.
Yeah.
We have two now.
Are we satisfied that that has been going well? I mean, been received well and good, and it meets all the state requirements as opposed to good.
Right. Career ladder program is a decrease of $13,650. The career ladder extended contracts program is a decrease. Well, it's gone away.
Of everything.
Yeah. Yes, it has departed.
Homebound
instruction, there's no change.
I have one question.
Okay.
How many kids are involved in homebound instruction?
Dr. Henderson can help.
It kind of varies. There's not a set number because it depends on information that's sent to us based on medical needs. Sometimes we can have as few as 10 and sometimes as many as 20, depending on the needs of the child. That covers all kids, regular ed and special ed. But what we do is we look at it for 45 days and then make a recommendation and then either transition the child back in, looking at services we can provide, or the doctor will send out a new diagnosis. There's been some new testing and so forth for it to be extended.
Okay, do we have one teacher that does the homebound? I'm just curious.
Right now we have two and they only work as needed. We may end up with, we started out off the year with only one because one of those two had some major surgery, so we couldn't have her do anything until we got clearance from a doctor. But again, that depends on their status too. Sometimes they can work with those kids and sometimes they cannot.
Okay, thanks.
Okay.
Educational assistance is an increase of $43,081. Any additional questions on that page?
Just to confirm, this assumes the same level of staffing that we have this year for assistance with no changes. No.
We have a behavior class.
Behavior class.
Okay.
Which would be
okay.
Under special ed.
Yep. Other salary and wages, 7110089. Includes a salary for the district translator, clerical work during summer school, and other work previously funded by extended contracts, an increase of $67,935. Substitute teachers, there's no change. The change in the appendix, which has Social Security, retirement, et cetera, is an increase of $90,726. Other contracted services, the Children's Museum. Okay.
Can somebody explain that category to me, please?
Other contracted services.
That's you.
Okay. What would you like to know?
Why are we paying the Children's Museum?
We have done that for
a million years,
decades. We've always given money to the Children's Museum and helped them out because they're a nonprofit, and we've just done it forever.
They provide like field trips for our classes.
It's like a partnership,
and they do provide, and I believe they still do this. They do provide opportunities for our students to come to the Children's Museum for field trips, for programs, et cetera, without charge.
And Dr. Beckendorf's not here, but serves on their board and is also kind of a curriculum liaison helping the Children's Museum. So I think our kids benefit through that as well.
And I think, as best I can remember, since I've been on the board, that number has been $3,000. Instructional supplies and materials is a decrease, 7,023 textbooks. This would be textbooks adoptions, social studies textbook, an increase of $157,879. Other supplies and materials is a decrease of $2,820. Additional questions on that page?
Just a quick question. What's driving the higher cost of textbooks? Because we bought some books this year, yeah?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I thought. So I just want to make sure I understand.
Next year we have mathematics adoption. It's coming up for its cycle. And what we also did is instead of including the Discovery Ed Tech books under instructional technology, we moved Discovery Ed Tech books under textbooks. because we are trying to go all digital eventually, so we want to keep it all there if we can.
No, I totally understand. It's just that it looks like that's a pretty small percentage of the incremental, so I just want to make sure I understand.
And remember, we cut back on the purchase of social studies textbooks last year as part of our SLAS budget, so usually you would be spending about $425,000, $500,000, but that was part of our cut last year to say, let's save some of that.
Yeah.
Well, one of the things that I remember from college and my children's college is that math textbooks cost more than some of the other ones.
True.
Page 35, expenditures for the summer band program, instructional equipment, furniture, buildings, no change, regular instructional technology system-wide. Increase of $1,250,596, and then total for regular instruction is $2,167,951, or an increase of 8.81%. Questions on that page?
I just wanted to make the point on the previous page for like your instructional supplies and materials, and coming up in some of the other functions, you'll have some other items that are enrollment driven. And just a note that there's a rate per pupil depending on the level of the pupil, the grade level, and then it's multiplied by the number of pupils. So the only adjustment you're seeing is the enrollment fluctuation up and down, but the actual rate per pupil, I can't even remember the last time it was increased. So it's been for at least 7-8 years, it's been the same rate.
I think it's probably been longer than that.
Yeah, so just a note. Doing more with less.
Karen, in addition to those comments, can you talk about on page 35, the one we just, there's a large increase there and we talk about computer lease. You wanna just share with the board why that's there?
Yes, in 7110-722, regular instructional technology system-wide, there is an accounting entry here totaling $1,603,773. That same dollar amount is recorded on the revenue side. This is to sort of register the assets, the value of the technology lease that we'll be entering into. It's required the first year of entering into the lease.
And that's in direct relation to the one-to-one at the middle school level. And if we these dollars would have been spent on computer labs, if we weren't either way, this entry would have been here, either reinvesting in computer labs again or devices. And that 1.6 is broken down over a four-year lease period.
Right. That's so, what I was going to say is the 1.6 million is offset by a revenue, so that's almost not a number that represents what this is. The number that represents what it is a different section that will reflect this year's payments.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the one thing that this will do though is that it'll drive up your overall budget total by $1.6 million. Mm-hmm. So if you're comparing year to year, it sort of skews things. But you're right, later on in the debt section, you'll see the allocation for the payment of principal and interest for the first year of the lease.
So under next year's plan, we will have one-to-one in what grades?
Seventh grade at Robertsville, sixth grade at Jefferson, correct? Mm-hmm. Okay, and that will be the start. And we had a group in today helping us with some project planning and reviewing our plans, and we'll come back to the board with start date. It's very possible that we may delay students actually having devices as that first part of the pilot to the second 9 weeks, because we want to make sure everything is there, the training has happened for our staff that are going to be using these and piloting these things and accessing our digital content. So we want to go as fast as possible, but I also want to do it right. So we are contemplating a second quarter start rather than an August 3rd start. And then we would slowly roll that out over that next year based on our findings from the pilot.
And why did you choose two different grades in the schools?
You want to take that?
Yeah, sure. We talked to the principals about schools and said which teachers on the grade level are most technologically ready to go. And both principals agreed that seventh grade at Robertsville and sixth grade at Jefferson were the best to start it out, to get it off on the right foot, as Dr. Borges said, to make sure it goes well.
I want to go back to that number once again, $1,603,733, and just reemphasize that explanation, because that is a number that often is misrepresented in discussion by those who might be on the funding body.
Sarah.
So it's important, again, as board members, that we understand that and understand that is a balancing number that's in both revenue and expenditure, mm-hmm. but we're actually not spending that amount this year. We're only spending a portion of it, mm-hmm. which will show up in the debt section in our mm-hmm. budget. And that's critical, because we all can remember at times when that's been thrown back at us, well, you're spending all this money, and we've tried to explain, no, we're not spending all this money. We have to do it for accounting purposes. So yep. if we can all make sure we're on the same page with that.
Right. So just to reword what you just said, this is not an incremental spend. It's an accounting of the value of a leased asset.
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely. Okay. Page 36, alternative schools. Teachers is an increase of 8,841. Career ladder program, no change. Secretary, an increase of $1,493. Educational assistance, change in $3,112. And the benefit package is an increase of $6,612. Questions on that page? Page 37, still there, still with 71150 alternative schools. Yeah. Travel, no change, still 2,800. Other contracted services, there is nothing there. And you can see that in FY12, these funds were moved to a different account number to be consolidated with the district copying and printing contract. Instructional supplies and materials, there's no change. Equipment, there is no change. An increase of $20,057, 4.70%. Questions on that page?
Just one, one quick one. So there is a travel line in this section, mm-hmm. and I assume that's related to specific responsibilities of that particular vice principal.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Next, 71200, special education teachers, an increase of $126,520. Career ladder is a decrease, $1,420. Homebound teachers is an increase, $1,700.
I have a question there.
Okay.
So we have homebound teachers and special ed, and then a different category of homebound teachers and regular instruction. Right?
Hal and Larissa.
It's a funding issue. We can't use special education funds to provide services for non-special ed students. You can use it and should use it for special education students when they're out homebound. So there are two different areas in there that have funds for special education teachers. It's the same group of teachers. It depends on who they are working with and where we pull the money from.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Educational assistance, an increase of $42,990. And this part of this increase is the elementary behavioral class.
Mm-hmm.
Speech pathologist, $17,888. And other wages and salaries, a decrease of $4,301. Substitute teachers, no change. benefit package, an increase of $32,175. Contracts with private agencies, an increase of $30,000. This is for special education students, day treatment, Kingston Academy. Other contracted services, there's nothing in that line item because that's now counted in a different section. Instructional supplies and materials, a decrease of $1,653. Equipment change, increase of $2,653. Change of $246,551 or 6.29%. Additional questions under the section special education? Technology career program 71300, teachers, a decrease of 35,972. Career ladder program, no change. Substitute teachers, no change. Benefit package, increase of 846. Travel, there is no money there. That's covered, is now charged to a federal grant. Instructional supplies and materials, no change. Equipment is an increase. As a placeholder, is budgeted there for the ROTC startup expense. Total for technology career is a $24,874 change or 2.41%.
Questions? Just wanted to make a note there. The ROTC, we need to pull that out. That's not going to start next year. So that we had that in there earlier and just missed pulling that out of there. So there won't be that $60,000 there in startup. We hope to get back there next year and through more and more discussions with entities that can help us get that moving.
So is our mechatronics teacher in this?
No. This would be the startup cost for the ROTC program. Mechatronics will be handled by the new teacher that's been hired. There's enough sections there for that new teacher to take mechatronics.
Okay, thank you.
How much do we need to start the ROTC to start it?
I think it was roughly $300,000 this first year with two employees and then the startup cost to get that moving. And I'm not sure now at this point of the timing of the year if we'd even be feasible to get that moving at this point.
Yeah. So are you saying that that $60,000 will come out and go back here into the some? Mm-hmm. Okay.
We'll get that.
Yeah, we're
going to
do a balance.
Absolutely.
Let's get them all the pluses and minuses forward.
Yep.
Instructional contingency, 71900. Other charges, you can read that. I don't have to read that for you. The change is an increase of $92,993. And total change is that amount, or an increase of 19.29%. Any questions on that page? Health services, medical personnel, is a decrease of $43,993. Why is that decrease so significant there?
Dr. Henderson, do you have an answer to that?
No, sir, I do not.
Medical personnel.
Is that a reflection of a change in staff or in personnel?
Huh. Okay,
I'll come back while you're looking.
72120131. Other salary.
So, but we still have a system-wide RN health services coordinator, and the six school nurses, but
it shows nine positions.
shows that the base salary needed in there is $295,000, and then there would be steps and increase.
For $9,000 more. Okay.
Come back and check on that. Right, yes. Right.
Okay.
Yeah, the other salaries.
Other salaries.
We, we're checking on that right now.
Yeah. We would, it's kind of like being a coach for 1 year and getting fired. You've got enough to live on.
I know that the amount that's in there is correct.
For the 55. And it's this account was moved. It was charged in another function before. So it's a brand new expense here. I'm going to have to look at why there's a 482 for FY15.
Yeah, it looks like you made a note there, Karen, previously charged under line item.
Yes.
71230-189.
So I don't know if I'm thinking that maybe it was a placeholder or something, but not in the health services budget. So I'll have to check on that for FY15. But I think the I'm sure the FY16 is correct. Yeah.
Substitute for nurses, there's no change. Benefit package, an increase of $11,700. Travel, an increase of $1,551. Other contracted services, no change. Supplies and materials, a decrease, $2,554. And see, with that down at the bottom, though, that makes a big that makes a big difference in this line right here. So I'll put that up there.
We'll put a placeholder there, and we'll.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, we're on page 43. Other student support. Career ladder program, increase of 500. Guidance personnel, an increase of 40,466. Career ladder extended contract program is gone. Other salaries and wages, a decrease of $978. Benefit package is an increase of 6,113. Evaluating and testing, no change. Any questions on that page? Continuing with the same category, other student support, travel. That account has been moved to a different line item. Materials and supplies, that has been moved to another line item.
Maybe it was 82,000.
Other supplies and materials. Is no change. Other charges is the Sister City program, an increase of $3,190.
And I can explain that one. It's kind of pause there for a second.
Yeah.
So that is the NACA exchange, and what's happened is airfare has increased. And so what's been happening is the cost of airfare has increased, the ability for us to go has started to decrease. And in fact, Sister City has said we've been funding them at the same level, kind of like the Children's Museum for years, even though costs have increased. They had even debated on going every other year because they can't afford to go every year now. So they had requested an increase to offset some of the travel costs for students. So that's the reason for that one.
Part of my pause was the $8,000 that's in parentheses right there. What does that mean?
Where?
It says funds have been included for the sister city program, $8,000.
That's how much we're increasing it to, $8,000.
Okay.
Not decreasing it, yeah.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
Change $48,292 or 3.91%. Questions? We're on page 45, instructional staff support 72210. Supervisor director, an increase of 6,381. Career ladder, a decrease of 3,685. Career ladder extended is no longer in existence. Librarians, an increase of 19,886. Curriculum and technology integration facilitators, an increase of 65,127 with a position that was added there. Secretary, an increase of 3,452. Other salaries and wages is 32,592 increase. On page 48, in-service training curriculum development is an increase of $8,800. Benefit package, increase of $39,422. Okay.
On the in-service training and curriculum development, is Discovery Ed training included in that?
This is
267.5.
Do what?
267.5, is that?
Yeah, the consultants, yeah.
Okay.
Consultants is 277,500.
I have a question on that.
Okay.
So how many sessions does this include for Discovery Ed?
I'd have to get that from Elizabeth or Sandy to get that to you. It's a lot. So I don't have that. I don't have that hard number right now, but I can get that to you.
I would hope it would be a lot.
This is a lot
of money.
It is.
Tracy Beckendorf can send the entire professional development plan.
Yes.
To the board, and the board was recently, or most of the board was recently at the high school for the project-based learning activity. That's a major initiative for us next year, and that's a majority of those dollars is staff development for all staff in project-based learning, so it can be embedded pre-K-12.
Yeah, with the premier project-based learning company in the world called the Buck Institute.
Okay, that's good, because the feedback that I've gotten informally mm-hmm. from several teachers at different schools was that the Discovery Ed trainers are very nice people, mm-hmm. but the content of what they were teaching
yeah.
was not real helpful, because it was, I think one teacher put it, this is stuff I learned my freshman year at UT.
Yeah, yeah.
There was, I think it was different by building, by level. Discovery Ed did a, based on our suggestion, when we heard some people weren't getting what they wanted out of some of these sessions, we called a timeout. And then you remember our staff taking a trip to Denver, Colorado to see the project-based learning. Those teachers came back so jazzed, all levels,
mm-hmm.
K-12, saying, this is what we need. This is how we have to do this. Based on their feedback, we went back to Discovery Ed and said, this is what we need to do. So that is all going to be revamped next year. We have the leader in the country, Mike Gorman, from the Buck Institute. Discovery, with their connections, was able to pull him in. That would be double the cost, probably triple the cost, had we not had our relationship yep. with Discovery Ed.
Yep.
I have a quick question.
And you'll get the information.
We can get the whole PD plan yeah, sure. for next year.
Awesome.
Okay.
Yeah, so my only question with that, where we are with implementation of one-to-one, okay, because right now we're with the bring your own as available, we're going to partially implement one-to-one. Mm-hmm. How much gap will there be between the teachers receiving all the training and getting really revved up and excited and really being able to fully deploy that and utilize it in the classroom?
Just help me. You said gap. What?
Well, is there going to be a gap? So my concern would be everybody will be really revved up. We'll have great interactive training. We'll have all the tools to deploy except for the hardware required. And my concern is that both enthusiasm and skill, lags if there's a gap between really being able to deploy that in the classroom. So is, are we concerned about that? Or
We just had, the board has heard me talk about LeanFrog, who really uses Six Sigma, you business folks, project planning, continuous improvement. So they just left the district this morning. They were in here for a day and a half. They did kind of a deep dive on everything, discovery. What are your plans for professional development? What do they look like? Is there a vision for what the one-to-one movement looks like? So they're going to compile a report based on this last day and a half for us. We were pretty impressed as they left us today. We will be engaging with them again to develop a streamlined project plan to make sure. And part of what they're sharing out at the end of the day was today, and you heard me reference, is I'm not sure you're going to be ready by August 3rd. So we said that that's fine. It's what we want to know because we want to make sure those teachers in this pilot know how to, what when they get that device and the kids walk in with it, that they know exactly how to access Canvas, which is a new tool, all the new Microsoft tools that we talked about. So all of those things will be put in place before those devices go in students' hands because we need to make sure our teachers are ready to access all those things for our for students and parents.
Gotcha. So what's our expectation in ongoing years for similar training style activity to keep teachers both enthusiastic and well-trained?
That will be part of this project plan. So as soon as the pilot teachers have their, I'll just call it boot camp, we'll just immediately then start with the other grade levels as they start their devices and so forth. But I'll bring all of that back to the board, not only this report that we'll get in a couple of weeks, and then as we get into the project plan. But I feel very solid working with LeanFrog that we're going to get a good product.
Okay, so
I'll quit.
No, so for like just quick napkin math, should we expect another $250,000 in training next year?
We already have that built in.
Okay.
Dr. Beckendorf will have that plan. They're working on that right now, so that'll be part of the professional development budget.
Yep.
Okay. This is a recurring cost, right?
That's, I guess, yeah.
For the next couple of years as part of the Discovery Ed contract.
And that's part of what LeanFrog is going to do, is they're going to put a multi-year performa together so you can see down the line what each segment of the project will cost.
And you'll, when we get that, what was the new word, pro forma, got a new word, we'll get that to the board as well, because we want to make sure that we've got every single cost and every thought of what needs to go in to have a middle school one-to-one eventually, and that's what we'll get back to the board prior to rolling out and getting that lease in front of the board.
So as a part of that pro forma, in the spirit of pro forma, will we be also seeing our return, so a metric on what we've received as a result of?
That's what they do. They're going to help us define objectives, targets, and then we'll be able to see then after the pilot, what do we have to tweak, what changes do we have to make, and then we can go on roll out. That's why I wasn't... earlier when you asked about one-to-one, I'm not sure how fast that'll be because we want to see how the pilot goes first. And if we have to make any changes, we can do that.
Okay, so their deliverable will be tied directly back to our scorecard for performance metrics with our students.
It'll that'll be a piece of it, but we also talked about some of the soft data, qualitative data like engagement. Parent engagement, student engagement. So we'll have the hard numbers of achievement, but also, you know, what does that student feel like now being in a class like that? What's their level of engagement? So they're going to help us do all those objectives and work towards those targets.
Okay. Thank you.
I will add, just as a side note, since we're here, we have at their closing meeting with us, they had some. I think some pretty good tech people, and one of the people that worked down at Huntsville where they went one-to-one, and I'm missing the words here, Dr. Marzak, but the words best-in-class infrastructure
and stellar.
Were used with the things that were in place in our building as far as access, the wireless, the data center. Doug was just a few minutes late for the meeting and missed all of the high accolades of the tech department as far as the infrastructure was concerned, but I giving back to the board, when we had Scott Smith from Mooresville come in and do the audit and made some changes and took those dollars out, I just want you to know that, and it'll be in the report, but they said what you have in place is way beyond what Huntsville has in place as far as structure and the technical side of things.
And to just kind of add to that, talking about a little bit about professional development, a couple of the things that we do to make sure that it's targeted and what it needs to be is at the end of the year, which just happened just recently, all of the principals do professional development surveys of their staff, and then we map that out. And what happens is where we see lap over in multiple schools, that's something that Dr. Beckendorf addresses with the Wednesday calendar. How do we take that off your plate so that's one less thing you have to worry about? So the principals receive targeted support in their buildings for addressing individual professional development, as well as us making sure that we target it on our Wednesday half days so that we make sure that we've got PD going right. We also survey to make sure that the PD is responsive and what teachers need. And then professional development is also provided as a part of the TEL survey. So the survey that the entire every teacher just took in the entire district. And those results are anonymous, and they're communicated back to the principals about how PD went and how they want PD to go. So we make sure that we stay on top of that.
Cool. So what are your faculty saying about this going in? I mean, what are we hearing back? What's feedback?
Immediately, I think I brought up before, you know, when we said we were starting at the middle school, I had other grade levels not so happy with me because they wanted it at their level. I think we've really seen, I think a 180, I think is appropriate to say here as far as wanting the technology. You know, I'm looking at Mike at middle school. Bring your own device is fine, but it's pretty clunky. And what I know I heard from in a discussion with Mike and Jefferson is, you know, we're fine with this, but we need devices. We need one-to-one so we can do this better. And I think the grade levels that have been selected are willing to be pilots and to move through this this first part of getting one-to-one into the middle schools.
And I'd also encourage any of you over the next 5 or 6 days to drop by Woodland Elementary, to drop by fourth grade. They've been running a proof of concept from Microsoft where they have about 31 Microsoft Surface Pro 3s deployed, and talked to some of the teachers and the students have been using them. It's pretty powerful.
Might consider having the Robertsville 6th grade teachers talk to the Jefferson 6th mm-hmm. grade and vice versa mm-hmm. so they could compare curriculum and...
You're good, Laura. You must have heard our meeting today. We actually, as far as a proposed rollout going forward, so you have 6th grade at Jefferson, 7th in Robertsville, and if they're building content, loading that into the learning management system, the next rollout could be much easier for the 6th grade at the other school and the 7th grade at the other school because they will already done it. So we think it will make for some great collaborations. And then going forward, we could have then the 5th grade at one middle school and the 8th grade at one middle school. And then again, slide that learning over to the other school that has happened. So that's part of our process. And again, I'll inundate you with information here as soon as we get this report back. But that is part of our thoughts.
I believe we're on travel, no change. Curriculum materials, increase of $2,000. Mm-hmm. The $50,000 in funds to cover unpaid student fees, is that, again, where we're caught with the, okay.
This week, I've charged Sandy, my administrative assistant, with helping the bookkeepers. What's a kind way to say it? Go get that money. Start to collect debt collections. We need to start going to parents that have not paid their fees all year and say we need to pay the fees. Because scheduling $50,000 a year for unpaid fees is a lot of money. So we're working on that this week. So Sarah, if you could please tell parents to please pay their fees. We really need that money desperately.
If they pay their fees and get their forms in, it would help us a lot.
Please pay your fees. Voice of the people, Sarah.
You have the power of the pen.
We could put in the newspaper everyone's names who didn't pay, much like the checks that was in the Oak Ridge Today.
That's not a bad idea.
Don't look at me.
Mr. Chairman, can I make a
and
vote?
Then we,
for
then we move to put
all
it
in
on,
favor say aye.
On the TV channel like they put the criminals up there. We put, let's
moving on.
Moving on. We're on page 47, library books and related media materials. There's a decrease there. And that is based on per pupil basis on the various elementary, middle, or, and high school. Periodicals, a decrease of $73. Other supplies and materials, an increase of $2,000. Travel and professional development is, this is a new expense in there. And other charges, a decrease of $5,149. Change $491,896 or 21.95%. Page 48, special education support, supervisor increase of $2,992. No change in the career ladder. Psychological personnel, an increase of $9,033. Secretary, an increase of $2,712. Other salaries, $2,097 increase. Benefit package, a decrease of $122. Consultants, no change. Travel, no change. Other contracted services, decrease in of $30,000. Other supplies and materials, no change. Travel, no change. Other charges, a decrease of $2,070. Total for special education support is $746,161. That percentage is not there, so I can't tell you what it is. But it would be a decrease, it looks like, obviously.
Must have got cut off.
Page 50, technology career support, supervisor director, an increase of 1,168. No career ladder program, secretary increase of $501. Benefit package increase of 282. No change in the travel at 1,471. Instructional supplies, there's no money in that line item. Other charges, no change. This provides, that provides funds for our television studio and equipment. And the total technology career support, an increase of $1,951 or 2.40%. Next line item, or next item, is Board of Education, 72310. Other salaries and wages, no change there. Benefit package, no change. Once again, that's not our benefit package. That's retiree medical insurance, Obamacare, unemployment compensation, COBRA for those retirees, not us. Just want to make sure we're all clear there. Audit services, no change. And we were real happy with our new company.
Very.
Very happy.
Very happy. Very happy with the price, too.
Yes.
You can see it really went down.
Dues and membership, no change. Legal services.
Mr. Chairman, I got a question on legal services.
Okay.
How are we tracking on that this year? You know?
I mean, we can get a better, we can get a good answer but I don't think it was as much as last year.
Okay. All right.
Travel, there's no change there.
And I don't know when you want changes suggested and stuff like that, but this is an area that I would like to see an increase in. As you know, you and I were able to attend the NSBA this year, and that's the first time, I don't know when the last time board members went to that. When I was on the board in the 90s, the way we did it was is that 1 year, two people would get to go, next year, three people would get to go, and so that over a two-year period, you would go. And, you know, superintendent goes to national conference. I see we got money in here for the assistant superintendent conferences. I know city council attends those. As we found out when we go there, you miss a lot when you're not connected with what's going on nationwide in the education. And we cut that budget, I don't know how many years ago, and took that out. But I really believe that's something that at this point in time we ought to put back in, and because I think the value is there. So I would like to see us take some of this other reductions and stuff that we're seeing, and or, you know, just put in another, say, $6,000 in there. That's what I like to do.
I think what we've done in the past is we've taken that recommendation, correct me if I'm wrong here, we've taken that recommendation and I'm thinking for a minute.
We haven't voted on this at all, but right. We can tell her go back, plug it in there, and then right. When we make the motion, somebody can move and they make
right.
The
that's what I was. I think that's what we had done in the past, and we can stick that in there, right. And then when we come back on Tuesday to vote on it for the first time, if we don't want it there, then we
pull it out. If you want it there, you don't have to do anything.
And I would just add, I've had the opportunity as a member of the Tennessee School Board Association Board of Directors to travel to some places not paid for by this board, but by TSBA. And Bob, you're exactly right. If you don't have the opportunity to go, you do miss out on the changes. Opportunities just to talk with other board members.
We learned a lot.
You learn a lot from that.
I'm kind of trying to remember procedurally. It seems like you did vote on it at the time, because then otherwise we're going to go away from this and I'm not going to know what the total number is, because if you put it in and then at the meeting decide to take it out, you know, we would be calculating at the table what you were approving.
Well, there's other things that may be taken and pulled out when we vote on the thing and we go through it. So, I mean, I don't see why you can't just put it. I mean, we can vote if we want to, but I don't see why, because we haven't formally made a motion to accept the what's going in there. This is a work session to determine what we want to have in there.
Right. I was just thinking procedurally, because normally at the next meetings you have a number that you're approving. Mm-hmm.
Quick question. If the objective is to make sure that we have funding for two people next year and three people the following year to attend that national meeting, I assume those are planned out more than 6 months ahead. Would it be possible to go ahead and do some more firm estimates on exactly what the amount would be, so that instead of just picking an arbitrary number, we could do some estimates on travel to that city, lodging in that city, because there's a big difference between Houston and New York.
It's in Boston next year.
Oh, that'll be fun. Yeah, but it would be lovely. But yeah, I mean, but that would give us an actual meaningful number
we could
for
go
next
back.
Year. So say, you know, find out where it is. If it's in Boston next year, get us an estimate of what our per diem per day, how many days it is, well, lodging, et cetera.
And two went this year, so I think you want three to go
so,
next year.
Okay. So yeah, maybe more than that. Yeah, do just a more firm estimate of what the incremental would be to that category to send three next year and go from there.
I was just having a sidebar here with Lynn. We can go back and look what the rates will be, the registration, flights, estimate, per diem, and then get that into the budget if that's the head nod I'm seeing here.
Yeah.
Okay. Page 53, other contracted services.
Mr. Philhour, could I add here, you're going to see there's a big increase there that was suggested by me, so I'm surprising the board here. You heard me last night talk a lot about right-sizing, and you've heard me talk about that in work sessions as well. So I would like the opportunity to have Lean Frog come in and just take a look at the entire organization. There are things that I think need to be fixed that haven't been addressed in a long time across the district, whether it's a bookkeeper or there's just some things that I think that we need a real in-depth study of our organization to help us, especially next year if we are faced with $2.5 million and we have to make some cuts. I want to make sure the board can have good information on which to base those decisions.
I do not disagree with having Lean Frog come in and do that, and I think there's some very valuable information there. At the same time, I know that we've had at least one and maybe two salary equity studies in the 12 years I've been on the board. I wouldn't want to do another one.
And this isn't just a salary equity.
And back and look at the ones we already did and apply rates of inflation to them, because we've already done two of them. But we were never able to implement them because we didn't have the funding.
Yeah, and this isn't just a staffing equity. This is a structure, people. You guys saw a lot of information on class size that I gave you. And I think this goes back to we have a certain revenue, and there are certain things, certain ways we can spend that revenue. And if we want some of these things, if we want more resources for our students, I think it behooves us to bring you information that could give you options on how to get some of those things for our students. The team I'm on did inform me of the two studies that were done in the past, and I'm thinking something much different than just salary and equity. That's a piece of it, but it's also personnel.
So this would be all personnel?
Across the district, yeah, that's what I would ask for.
Yes.
is to take a hard look and look what are best practices, what are in organizations such as ours, and then to bring that back to the board, because we're going to be faced with some tough decisions should we not have more revenue next year.
So,
and rather than just grab at things, I would rather say, well, here's what this study has said, and here would be your best choices.
And this would be a company that does schools.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Thanks.
That was my question. I want to be sure that it's not just teachers, it's
yep.
Everybody.
Yep, the whole organization.
One more. Help me understand the thinking, and I just want to be sure I understand how you're thinking about it, of having a consultant come in to do that rather than choosing to tackle that internally ourselves.
We just, I mean, I think that's why it was probably done twice before. Also, I think I don't know how to say this nicely, but if Dr. Borchers does the study and recommendations, I'm afraid that when real difficult conversations would have to be made, that might not be as received as someone or an organization that is Six Sigma certified and has done this numerous time in other locations.
Well, and I think my concern is just we're going to own that with you regardless of the result, where the result comes from. And I think you can argue that both ways, right? So what does a third party know about us because we are us, right? So that's one argument. But then there's also the argument of, well, that gives us objectivity and we're not talking to ourselves. So I get it from both sides. I was just trying to make sure I understood.
Yeah. And just the brief summary report we had from Lean Frog today made me even feel stronger about this, just because of the things that they see. I mean, they do this day in and day out, so they see things that we typically wouldn't see.
How firm is this number?
I'm hoping it doesn't go over that, but I wanted that at least as a placeholder. It could be much, much cheaper than that, and of course if we do that, that's going to come back in front of the board at the time that we would do that study.
I know that I have seen Lean Frog's presentations at a couple of the TSBA conferences, and looking at what they have identified for other school systems, it's probably worth looking into, because if they can find efficiencies that we haven't thought of, as much as we'd like to think we've thought of everything, there's always something we don't know. it probably would pay itself back.
Mm-hmm. Okay. General liability insurance, an increase of $897. Premium on corporate surety bonds, an increase of $132. I know one of Ms. Eagle and mine's favorite line items, the trustee commission. No change. And workers' compensation insurance, increase of $6,208. Total for the Board of Education, change of $57,237, or an increase of 5.68%. We're on page 54, Office of the Superintendent of Schools. Superintendent, increase of $5,340. Secretary, increase of $1,378. Other salaries and wages is the superintendent's annuity, no change. Benefit package, an increase of $2,111. Dues and memberships, no change. Postal charges, no change. And travel, no change. Go ahead.
What are we mailing for $15,000 a year?
Yeah. Can you help with that, Lynn? Oh, it's. I
may ask Pat Smith to address that one. It's under business. It's a function that is sort of under business services, but it's technically supposed to be located in the office of superintendent. But we have various mailings throughout the year.
Is that all district mailings? Is that what? Okay.
Yes.
So anything and everything that
yes.
goes out of, I guess, district.
And we've cut it down significantly over the years. You know, we used to mail the paychecks, then we used to hand them out, and all of that's direct deposit now. And so I think Pupil Services probably sends more than anyone.
It's Dr. Henderson's fault.
Yeah. Stuff that they're required to send.
Mm-hmm.
Tuition letters
go out. Across boundary, we usually can send to the schools because the kids are there. What we've done this year is sending it out renewals. If the students were in good standing, the principal's got a spreadsheet, and they just marked that they were in good standing. So we only had just new applications that we have to send out letters from. But there's a lot of different information that goes out of my office.
We can save $6 if can we do our checks direct deposited, our big checks that we get.
I think so. We can look into.
I'd just soon direct deposit instead of having to take it down to the bank every.
Yeah.
Or you could have it sent to me. I'd say put yours in my envelope.
Save
49 cents or whatever it cost.
That just seems like a lot, given that. So much could be done electronically, but I understand that there's some things that can't.
Yeah, it has to have a federal stamp.
Comcast offers a special service for a special rate for our parents that are on free, for the kids who are on free release lunch. They have to have a letter or they will not honor that rate for the parent. So a lot of times we print letters and send them out anyway, but for whatever reason, they just place them on loose ones and they get rid of the cable service.
Yeah.
So we will have them come pick those up. This is the second letter that's been sent out.
And this includes mailings that go out across the district from other schools as well? Or do they have that their own expense built in within their building?
Yeah.
Okay, over to page 55, office supplies. There's no change. Other charges, a decrease of $4,000. Administration equipment, no change. Change of $4,829 or 1.48%. Page 56, Office of the Principal, 72410. Principals, an increase of $19,452. Career ladder, decrease $1,362. Career ladder extended, it's gone, so that's $8,000. Bookkeepers, increase of $5,483. Assistant principals, increase of $45,364. Secretary, increase of $26,878.
Question on the assistant principals. If I take a 3% increase in salary from 700, that goes to 721. So what's the extra 25,000?
We have changes in positions, and we also have, they have steps.
Oh, steps. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Clerical personnel, an increase of $1,998.
To a vice principal, yeah.
57, page 57, other salaries, no change, 8,000. Benefit package, an increase of $20,529. Communication is the cost of telephone services. And that's, there's no expense there. Travel, no change. Other supplies and materials, a decrease of $3,838. Administrative equipment, no change. Increase of $106,504 or 3.72%. Page 58, fiscal services, director and supervisor, increase of $6,171. Accountants, $194. Purchasing personnel, an increase of $3,340. Secretaries, increase of $1,151. Clerical personnel, increase of $2,846. Other salaries and wages, $7,049 increase. Benefit package, an increase of $9,014. Bank charges, you want to explain that one, Karen?
Yes, historically we did not pay bank charges, and we recently met with our bank, and they notified us that they are going to have to begin to charge us. And it's something where it actually costs them money to handle our money, even though we have large sums in there. And we're getting very little interest payback in our, you know, in what we have in our accounts. But we are in the process of working with the city finance people and developing an RFP to go out to bid and see if that is common among all. Because we're a pretty big account and we do require a lot of attention. So we'll see what the rates out there are. But we are planning on trying to work with the city so that we have the same bank, and maybe we will reap some rewards together by being together.
So that number is a...
So that's a new number.
Right, and it could be
that's our
a different
estimate.
Number.
That's our estimate of... based on what they told us and the number of deposits we make and, you know, just the banking business that we do, the fees they charge.
There's just something about that just doesn't seem right to me. I mean,
you think that the amount of our money that they handle.
$500 in your account, they don't charge you to keep your money. Mm-hmm. I understand that for a very large account, there's a lot more activity. And as you said, they have to do a little more work there. But
and we're doing
surely
a lot of online.
A bank somewhere.
We're doing a lot of online banking too. So there's a lot of transactions that have to be followed through, and we have a protection on the checks that we write for theft that costs us. So it kind of all adds up.
Right, and I understand there would be some costs there to do all of that. I think it's good to for us in the city to look at that, to get our money in the same place and to see what benefits we each might receive by doing that. So, good. Data processing services, a decrease of $10,194. Travel, a decrease of $6,500. Other contracted services, increase of $200. Supplies and materials, an increase of $1,000. Staff development, increase of $11,500. Other charges, a decrease of $1,000. Administrative equipment, an increase of $1,000. $55,770, or an increase of 7.92%. Page 60, Human Resources, Director Supervisor, $3,126 increase. Secretary increase, $1,151. Clerical personnel, an increase of $3,522. Benefit package, an increase of $10,987. Advertising, an increase of $2,500. Data processing, an increase of $10,474. Travel, a decrease of $650. Other contracted services, a decrease of $2,000. Office supplies, an increase of $500. Other charges, no change. Administrative technology equipment, no change. Change of $29,610 increase, or 10.10%. Operation on page 62, operation of plant. Supervisor, an increase of $2,534. Secretary, an increase of $1,028. Custodial personnel, an increase of $51,713. Benefit package, an increase of $36,039. Communication is $12,000. That's, you saw where we didn't have it on another line item, where it now comes is in this line item. Travel, no change. Other contracted services, no change. Ms. McLean has an issue with the pest control here that we might want to revisit that, as she's found another wasp up here, so we might need to add another dollar or two to that to help her out right here, if we could do that. Just trying to lighten this night up a little bit.
Well, the inside joke on that is that Laura has been the lucky winner for multiple meetings now for the one bug that's been up here. It's been in her chair.
So we're just not taking care of this space right here. If we could work on that a little bit.
Yeah, another dollar. There was a wasp that lost his life up here in an ugly fashion. Yeah, yeah.
Perhaps we should thank her for saving us those dollars.
She
was a good shot.
Well, no, it actually took two of us to kill it.
Yeah, it was a big wasp. It was a team effort.
Okay. Custodial supplies, no change. Electricity, no change. Fuel, no change. Natural gas, no change. Water and sewer, a decrease of $46,200. Other supplies and materials, $88,000. Boiler insurance, an increase of $147. Building and content insurance, an increase of $10,620. Other charges, supplies and equipment used for all of our HVAC systems, no change. Plant operation equipment, no change. Increase of $68,681, or 1.43%. Maintenance of plant, supervisor, increase of $2,534. Secretary, an increase of $1,089. Maintenance personnel, $14,898 increase. Benefit package, a decrease of $552. Communication, there's no money in that line item. Maintenance and repair services, there's no change there. Maintenance and repair services equipment, there's no change. Travel, there's no change. Other contracted services, there's no change. Other supplies and materials, there's no change. Administrative equipment for safety and training, there's no change. Maintenance equipment, there's no change. Change of $17,970 or 1.28%.
You're doing great. Keep it up. You're doing wonderful.
Page 67, transportation, a decrease. Contracts with other agencies, a decrease of $125,691. Fuel, a decrease of $24,341. Vehicle and equipment insurance, an increase of $540. Transportation equipment, no change. Decrease of $149,492.
Mr. Chairman?
Or 10.84%.
Just want to verify and make sure everybody understands, even though this is a decrease of $100,000, we are maintaining the existing transportation system that we have right now. Is that correct? Mm-hmm. So, I think that's very good.
And probably we'll need to repeat that several times if people see a decrease there. Page 68.
Did you get that, Sarah? We are keeping, even though our transportation budget has decreased $100,000, we are keeping the same parent responsibility zone.
Central and other services, 72810, director and supervisor, an increase. Positions were added here, if you remember, $134,553. Technology personnel, $38,265. Benefit, $87,454. Communication, $77,180. Consultants, $10,000. Data processing services, no change. Operating lease payments, there are none there. It's in another line item. Travel, increase of $5,000. Other contracted services, there's nothing there. A different line item. The data processing, I think I asked this last year, but it just now popped back into my mind. Once we've moved those to those line items and there's nothing there, we've moved them to another line item, how long do they have to stay there? There's nothing.
There's no rule, but normally we would take them out, but then what's happened in the past is something happens and we have to add it back in, and it's a lot easier to just leave it in.
I understand. Okay. I think that was the same thing you told me last year too, and I'll probably ask again. Yes, it did. Data processing supplies, an increase of $7,150. Office supplies, increase of $450. Administrative technology, an increase of $25,000, change is $385,052, or 36.51%. Page 70 is the LEAPS program. Other salaries and wages, decrease of $9,750. Basically, if you look at this, this whole program went away. We talked a little bit about this last night.
Gone.
Are there any additional questions there? I won't go over the whole thing.
Thank you.
Okay.
Cool.
Preschool program, teachers, an increase of $12,308. Educational assistance, a decrease of $7,563. Other salary and wages, there's none there. Substitutes, none. Benefit package, an increase of $7,042. Communication, nothing there. And as you can see, in the additional line items, there's no expense, there's no change in the amount for the preschool program. Well,
there's a decrease of $5,000 in travel.
Yes.
And a decrease of $4,787 in instructional supplies, decrease of $2,000 for in-service and staff development. Everything else is no change.
Right. Thank you. Capital outlay, consultants, no change. Engineering services, no change. Building improvements and contingency, you see that listed there. site development. It was basically our playground services. No change. Increase of $8,120 or 6.32%.
Mr. Chairman, again, so people understand and there's no confusion, capital outlay is different than capital projects. And the capital projects is a separate line item, comes from the city, and we think that's going to be 250 is what we're, 200? Okay.
And also, you'll note that this entire budget of $136,000 is now all non-recurring money.
Comments or questions, direction from the board, a couple of items that we're going to look at and we're going to get some information on in regarding some items on page 42. On page 46, information with regard to Discovery Ed, and then the travel item.
I've already said that to Tracy.
Anyone else have a recommendation or on that page 42, not to skip over it, that was in health services. Anything any other board members would like to take a look at, would like to make a recommendation on, or give direction to the superintendent or to Karen at this point in time?
I have a question. In looking at the proposed attendance for next year, Glenwood looks like it's going up in attendance, but they're still losing a teacher. I'm kind of wondering how that's going to work.
You're talking about the attrition?
Yes.
Piece? Yeah, yeah. I mean, we will have to look at all of the class sizes across the district and see if there are bubbles that we need to take care of. It might not be at Glenwood. It might be somewhere else that has another bubble, so we will do that. But, yeah, that's a natural consequence of having less staff. You'll have increased class size.
Well, I just noticed that Glenwood is going to have 390 kids, as is Woodland, and mm-hmm. Woodland has 21 teachers and Glenwood has 18.
And that's, those are things, and we had some adjustment issues this year as well.
Right.
So as we look at next year, there's possibility of staff movement, not necessarily job loss, other than ones of attrition you're talking about, but to make sure we have as fair and equitable class sizes as possible.
Mm-hmm. Correct me if I'm wrong as I say this, I might not say it exactly correct, but we do have contingency in the budget, and one of the other difficult things is with that number, once we get to the first day of school and get actual numbers,
yeah,
the potential of then still having to make adjustments because we may need a teacher in another area, or we may have not enough students for the number of teachers we have. So that's a balancing act that still has to occur as we go through this entire budget process.
And that's one of the benefits of the board tasking me with making sure that all schools are on the same academic calendar, because we had two schools starting earlier, almost 3.5 to 4 weeks before the rest of the district. It was difficult making those staffing changes. We won't have that starting next year.
And that's part of the savings we saw in transportation, isn't it?
Yes, ma'am.
That everybody's on the same schedule.
Mm-hmm.
And one other thing is that you can't determine how the class age are going to break. And so you may have one or two extra in a class that requires a whole teacher, and so that's how you could get 21 versus 18.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we'll see you on Tuesday. This will be a first reading on the budget, a public hearing on the, among all the other things we'll be doing, public hearing on the budget. So we got through yesterday and today in pretty good form. I probably would advise the board to be prepared Tuesday to stay just a little, I better say not, longer than normal on that day, because we will have a lot to do and mm-hmm. to take care of with first reading. And let me just add too, it's important to be thinking ahead as we go through Tuesday's meeting, I keep saying Monday, Tuesday's meeting, that we do have a built-in work session if needed. So we'll need to make that decision on Tuesday as well if we need to pull that work session in. No other comments?